The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara, Moed Katan, Daf Yud Tet. Today's daf is being studied in the Elul Nishmat of Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tenihelo ben Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Elul Nishmat Ezra ben Tune, Sheneftar, Bekitsur Yamin Vishanim. Ruach Hashem, Tenihelo ben Eden, Amen. We begin today's daf on Yudhet Amud Bet, and we start from the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom. And the Mishnah begins, En Kotvin Shtare Chov B'Moed. Again, we talk about the restriction of writing, which the Hakamim levied a restriction on Chol HaMoed, unless it is a Tzorech, for example, Davar HaAved. So this Mishnah says that we're not allowed to write loan documents from Chol HaMoed Shtarechov, v'im eno ma'amino. But if the malveh does not believe the loveh, which is the one that's lending the money, does not trust the borrower, or she'en lo ma'yochal, or let's say the sofer that's writing up the document doesn't have what to eat on the holiday, and therefore needs the money for his tzorcheh hag, so then the rabbis gave a dispensation. You could write. Tosfot says that this is not only talking about shtarechov, which means documents of sale, when one sells one item. So that would be considered according to the Tosafot. Then Tosfot says, the reason why the Mishnah didn't list Shtar Mechira, because only on Karka are you allowed to write the documents. The Amrin on the El, and we learned above on Yud Gimal, En Mochrim Batim Ela Letzorech HaMoed. We said that you can only sell houses for the Tzorech HaMoed, if the person needs the house to live in, or the monies, etc. Ul Tzorech HaMoed Pshita Deshari. So once already, you can sell it in the Tzorech HaMoed. It goes without saying that you can write, because writing the Tzorech HaMoed is permissible. So it goes without saying that a Mechira of Karka, you'd be allowed to write, because the only way you could sell Karka is if it's Tzorech HaMoed, and once it's Tzorech HaMoed, then automatically Ketibah would follow suit. Ruadini Machar Kodem HaMoed, Tosfot says in the case where he sold, let's say, before the Moed, Ve'ata Rotzeh Lichtov, and now he wants to write up the document, the Shari b'moed, Danai Midavar HaAved. In the case where he was anus, where he couldn't write the document before the Moed, what it says on the Shtar Mechira, it would be permissible to write it on the Moed itself. In any event, the Mishnah continues, En kotvin sefarim tefillin umzuzot b'moed. One is not allowed to write as a sofer, cannot write sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzot b'moed. Ve'en magihin ot achat afilu besifer Ezra. And you cannot even correct the sofer, cannot even correct one letter in the sefer Torah, even in the sefer of Ezra. So that she says that's the sefer Torah of Ezra sofer. It's a very precious sefer Torah. So the Mishnah is going out of its way to say, even if it's the sefer Torah of Ezra sofer, which was known to be very, very precious, still you cannot make a hagaha on one letter. Then she says, some read this word Azara. Even the Sefer Torah that's in the Azara, meaning there was a special Sefer Torah that was used as the model for all the other Sefer Torah. When a Sofer would want to check another Sefer Torah's Kashrut, they would use the Sefer Torah Sheba Azara, because it was written meticulously. This is like, even the Sefer Torah in the Azara, which is very, very special against Sefer, one is not allowed to make a haggaha, which means correct an ot. The Mefashim do point out that only to correct a letter, but let's say the letters are touching each other, to scrape off a little of the ink, to separate the medubakim, so that the debakim, that would be permissible. The Biyuda Omer, the Biyuda says, Kodev Adam Tefillin Umzuzot La'atzmo. The Biyuda says it is permissible to write Tefillin and Mezuzot for himself. Which means that she says, "Lekayem ze hamitzvah." If he needs to fulfill the mitzvah, he needs a mezuzah, or he needs a tefillin for himself. Aval le sibur, Limkor, but if he wants to write tefillin and mezuzot for selling purposes, the derech sechirutu hashiv melacha. That's considered already a melacha. Like we learned above, by the table makers, the ambungeri of the Resh Gedu Tad used to fix the tables on Chol HaMoed, but we said they weren't able to pay them. The Resh Gedu Tad would give them mizorot, would give them food, and that would be their payment. So you see that you're not allowed to really do work for payment on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, the same thing over here. If a person wants to write the Tefillin Mizot for himself, that would be okay. The Mefarshim want to bring a ra'ayah from over here. Tosfot brings it down. So for me, you see that you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because it says, what do you mean, la'atzmo? So you're writing it for yourself. You need it, obviously, for the Moed, because you're wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Others want to say, no, it's not dafka, they have to wear it on Chol HaMoed, but you need it for yourself, even after the Moed, but they were lenient by tefillin and mezuzot. This is ketivah shel mitzvah. In that event, the Mishnah concludes and says, v'toveh al yerecho techelet lesisato. We know in the olden days they used to have the blue string, the tchelet, for the sisit, and they would have to spin it, right, in order to make it a string. So the Mishnah is telling you that you are allowed to spin the tchelet for the sisit, however you cannot do it in the normal fashion. You have to spin it in a derech shinui. So instead of using the sticks of spinning that they used to use, so they, no, here you've used your leg, you put it on your leg, and you spin it in an abnormal fashion. As she says, "V'tove al yerecho ha'chutin, aval lo biyado ben itzbeotav u'bepalech." You cannot spin it between your fingers in the normal way, or using the palech, which is the stick, kederech hol. Now Tosfot says that the only shinui we demanded is by sisit, by the spinning. That she's Tosfot says, "Pirush al yedesh shinui, aval betfilin iefshar b'shinui." When it came to writing tefillin and mezuzot according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah, we didn't say you have to write it in a different way. Shesari ketiva tama, because it says in the pasuk uchtavtam, and from the word uchtavtam we learn ketiva tama. It has to be a complete, perfect writing, and therefore we cannot afford to do a shinui when it comes to the writing of tefillin and mezuzot. So tefillin and mezuzot, you write it in the normal way. Which means the only discussion of our Mishnah is the writing of the tefillin and the spinning of the sisit. But all the other processes of the tefillin, making the boxes, etc., that the Mishnah doesn't discuss, that's for sure is mutar. And the only melacha that would really be a question is the ketiva of the tefillin, and the tiviyah, the spinning of the sisit, Tosfot says. But making the other parts of the tefillin, the straps, etc., that the Gemara takes for granted, that would be mutar. V'sheme en isur ki'im b'chtiba v'tiviyah. That's right. Tosfot says, could be the only isur in melacha is ketiva and tiviyah. And then that's why the Mishnah is discussing those two specific melachot. But everything else in the process, mechaurat, the Tosfot wants to say, would be permissible. Ben bitfilin and ben bitzisit. And then the Tosfot goes on to discuss what type of writing would be permissible on Chol HaMoed. And he talks about writing the letters, if one writes them in a different way. For example, Ktav Hifuch, he writes them backwards, the letters, or in a different type of font. So it could be all type of writing like that would be permissible. Comes the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braita. Kotev Adam Tefillin Mezuzot La'atzmo. A person is allowed to write Tefillin Mezuzot for himself. That's the Shitav Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah. V'toveh Al Yerecho. And he can spin the Tchelet on his leg. Lesisato for his sisit. Again, we said that that is a Shinui. Ulahirim betoba. And he can even do this for others betoba. Not for payment, but as a favor. Okay, so that's the shita of Devre Rabbi Meir. That for himself he could do it, and he could do it for others as a favor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'arim umocher et shelo, vechozer vekotev la'atzmo. Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient over here in one sense. He says a person is allowed to make harama. He's allowed to make a trick over here, so to speak, a subterfuge, as they say. And he's able to say like this: I'm writing for myself. During the Biyudah and the Mishnah, so you can write differently for yourself and Mizuzot. And after you write for yourself, you're able to say, nah, I don't want this one. I want to make a different one. And then you can sell the ones that you wrote. So you write with the intention that you're going to use it for yourself. After you finish writing it, you say, nah, I want a better one or a different one. And therefore, now you have extra different Mizuzot. Sell it and write another one. So that is the Ha'arama of the Biyudah. Again, this would be a harama l'dvar mitzvah. That's why, even though normally we might not subscribe to harama on Chol HaMoed, but l'gabei tefillin mezuzot, which is a mitzvah, so they're obviously the Yehuda is more lenient. Now, at this point, let's just analyze who's more mahmir, Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfot tells us Rabbi Yehuda omer ma'arim lechaoram mahmir yoter mi Rabbi Meir. Chaura Rabbi Yehuda is more mahmir than Rabbi Meir. Why? She'etir la'achirim, which means according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir allowed you to write tefillin la'achirim without harama. You could just write it l'chatayla for others. You can't get paid. It's a betoba. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he said the only way you can do for achirim is al yedei harama. That means you have to write it for yourself and then say you don't want it. So Tosfot says that in that sense, Rabbi Yehuda is more mahmir. Right, in that sense, Rabbi Yehuda is more mekin, that you could sell it. But the issue over here is the harama that he demands the chatahila. So in that sense, that's what Tosfot wants to say, he's more mahmir. Rabbi Yosei Omer, now we get to the third cheetah. Rabbi Yosei say, Kotev umocher kedarko. You could write the tefillin and the mezuzot in the normal way. Kedarko, kede panasato. Now, what does that mean? Kede panasato. So that she says in the third line, barvaha velo ma'idi b'mishe enlo ma'yochal. Which means we're talking about over here. He has what to eat on the holiday, but what he wants to have simchat yom tov. He wants to eat berevah. He wants to buy extra stuff. So therefore, if you're going to use the money to enhance the Hag with Achilan, Shtiya, Basar, Vayayin, so therefore he can write even in such a case. So according to this over here, he's Matir Legamre the Achirim Bischar and Davka Kedepanasato. Tosfot says Lechaoram Mekel Mekulehu. Clearly, the Biyoseh, and the simple explanation is more Mekel than all the opinions. First of all, he doesn't require any harama, right? He allows you to write it regular. He allows you to get paid, and so he just puts a condition: so long as it's for the parnasah of the holiday, meaning not mayyuchal, not that he's starving, he doesn't have what to eat. Because if you're going to say they don't have what to eat, could be all the opinions would be lenient in such a case. In no mayyuchal. So I do say that even harvaha, which is to enhance, according to the B.O.C., would be permissible. Okay. Correct. The Tosfot does say that Kashe'en lo mal le'echol, even the Rabbi Meir and the Rabbi Yehuda would be matir b'schar. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ori le Rav le Rav Hananel. Rav made a ruling to Rav Hananel. Ve'amlila Rabba Barbar Hana le Rav Hananel. Halacha kotev u'mocher kedarko kedep anasato. So you ruled like Rabbi Yosef. You write the tefillin and mezuzot on Chol HaMoed, and you could sell it, so long as you use the money for Yom Tov purposes. Kedeh panasato. Ve'toveh al yirecho techelet. A person is not to spend the techelet for himself in an unusual manner. Taru Rabbanan. Toveh adam al yirecho techelet v'sisato. Aval lo be'even. Not with a stone. Now, what does it mean, a stone? So that she says in the fourth line, Shetoleh Behut, Kadesh Yuchal Shazero Yafeh. Seems they would connect the string to a stone in order that it spins correctly. That would be more of a normal way of doing it. So he says, well, I'll let you do it al yayerech, on your lap, on your thigh, but not on the stone. Hachamim say, even with the stone. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishemo, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, be'evin avalo bepalech. Says, no, you're even allowed to use a stone, you just can't use the sticks. The palech would be the spindle, which they would use to make the shazira. V'achamim omrim ben be'eben ben be'palech. According to this version, Hachamim let you do it even in the normal way. Amar v'yuda, amar Shmuel, v'chen amar v'chaya bar abba mar v'yuhana halakha ben be'eben ben be'palech. Which means you could use the stone, you could use the palech. V'halakha and again, Gemara reiterates that when it comes to Tefillin and Mezuzot, you can write it Kedarko and you mocher it for Kedeh Panasato. And now we go to the next Mishnah. Matnitin. Now we discuss Aminan, the laws of Avelut as they regard the holiday. Hakover et meto shelosha yamim kodel laregel. Barmanan, a person buries his dead 3 days before the beginning of the regel. Batla hemenu gezerat shiva. So the 7 days are broken. So this Mishnah is saying a hadush. You have to have a minimum of somebody has to have a minimum of 3 days of avelut, and then we say the holiday is mevatel. Because 3 days kanereh is the ikar avelut, and therefore once already a person went through the ikar avelut, the first 3 days, which is the most severe, then already after the day he doesn't have to count anymore of the seven. Now what it means, the 7 days? 7 days means the person sits on the floor, he can't wear shoes, you have the she'ilat shalom, you cannot greet people. So the hadush over here is that if 3 days of avelut occurred before the regel, once the regel comes, the 7 days halachot are broken, meaning after the holiday is over, he does not have to make up any of the 7 days. Shimona batlu emenu gezerat shiloshim. If the person was already in the 8th day of his avelut, now once he's in the 8th day, he begins the shiloshim. Right? After he finishes the 7, so now the 8th day, that's the beginning of the shiloshim days. So as long as he started 1 day of the Shiloshim before the Regel, so the Regel is going to mevatel the din of Shiloshim. Nafkamina, the gabe, let's say, haircuts and things like that, attending social gatherings and stuff to that nature. So therefore, the Regel is going to be mevatel. Mepene sha'amlu, because we have a rule. Just look at the Rashi for a second. Shemona yamim, kodem aregel, batla memenu gezerat shloshim, do'il v'itchil yom echad min ha-shloshim, eno tzarik lishmor kelum lahar aregel, din shloshim, ela muta le'altar, betechboset, begihut, betesporet. Hey, he's allowed to launder his clothes immediately. For that matter, it's permissible for him to sport it, haircuts and things like that. No, before the regel. Before the regel. So now the Mishnah says, "Mepnei she'amnu," because we have a rule. Shabbat ole ve'ena mafseket. Now we're giving the klalim. Shabbat counts as one of the days of the seven. However, it is not mafsik, which means person has to sit 7 days with avelut. Invariably, one of the 7 days is going to be Shabbat. Shabbat counts as one of the seven. However, it doesn't break the seven. For example, if the guy sat for 3 days and the fourth day is Shabbat, it's the fourth day. Sunday is the fifth day. Doesn't break Avelut, Shabbat. Regalim, on the other hand, which is the Shalosh Regalim, or we'll see which Regalim, Mafsikim Ve'enam Olim. It's the opposite. The Regal is Mafsik the avedut, like we said, in the case where a person is 3 days before ba'avedut, then the regel breaks the shiv'ah. But what does it mean when it says ve'enam olim, that you cannot count them? So look at Rashi. Ve'en olim, dechi kavar meto betoch haregel. In a case where, let's say, bar minan, somebody buried their deceased on the regel itself. So the law in that case is, the person does not start the avedut on the regel. And you don't even count the days of the regel. The days of avedut begin after the regel. Delo batla memenu gezerat shiva. The gezerat shiva is not batel. En yimei regel olin leminyan shiva. The days of the regel are not counted. Zayin yimei avedut. Ela lachar regel snikli shev zayin yimei avedut. Zuhi sevarati. Rashi says, that's why I understood what it means. Regel is eno ole. Aval be'etek matzati. I found written. En olin dechi kabaret meto shenei yamim lefnei haregel. Let's say in the case where a person buries his deceased 2 days before the regel. In that case, the regel is not going to break it, because it's only 2 days. Delo batlam menu gezerat shiv'a. En yemei haregel olin leminyan shiv'at yemei avlo ela lachar haregel. צריך להישב חמישה ימי אבלות להשלים לשני ימים שנהג לפני הרגל. So Rashi says that if a person sat 2 days before the regel, based on our Mishnah, 2 days, you cannot, a person has to continue באבלות, but you can't be אבל ברגל. So he has to make up to 5 after the regel. So that means in the ole. You can't count it. So Rashi again offers over here 2 explanations. The rest of the Rashi, the Hagahot says, has to be a mistake. Because the end of the Rashi says, but that can't be, because really, even if a person sat 1 day before the regel breaks it. That has to be a ta'ut, because based on our Mishnah says it's a minimum of 3 days. In any event, Rashi offered 2 explanations. So let's review the 2 explanations of this Gemara. Either it means eno ole, that if somebody died on the regel, you do not count the regel at all for minyan shiva. The avilut of shiva starts after the regel. Or alternatively, if a person had avilut 2 days before the regel does not count for the shiva, meaning he has to make up 5 more days after the regel. Regel eno ole. Okay. B Eliezer Omer mishahara bet hamikdash. Aseret keShabbat. The discussion now is, how do we look at Shavuot? Well, Shavuot used to be a 7-day holiday. In what sense? In the sense that if a person did not bring his Korban on the first day of Shavuot, he did have 6 days to make it up. So technically, it was still in the spirit of Shavuot. So he says, in the old days, since Shavuot was like a 7-day holiday in the sense of the Korbanot, then it had the status to break Avedut. Because it's like Pesach on Shavuot, Pesach on Sukkot, which is a 7-day holiday. However, today, that the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, where Aseret Shavuot really manifests itself in 1 day, so therefore it's like Shabbat. Meaning it's Ole Leminyan Ve'eno Mafsik. Okay? Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim Kirgalim, Hiddush. That not only the Shalosh Regalim, but you can also include Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, meaning it's Mafsik. It has the ability to break Avelut. V'Hachamim Omrim, Lo Kedivrei Zeh V'Lo Kedivrei Zeh. Well, the Hachamim, they have a different Shita. Not like the opinions we just said. Ela Atzeret Kirgalim. Well, first of all, they argue on the Bidi Ha'ezer. They say that even Bizman Azeh, Shavuot has a din of a regel, that is but mevatel the Avelut, and Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim k'Shabbat. And they argue on the first opinion of the Hakamim, and they say that Rosh Hashanah Kippur has a status of Shabbat, and therefore it's Ole ve'eno Mafsik. Okay. Tosafot over here. The Buddha Matil HaKover Et Meto. Why does the Mishnah have to say HaKover Et Meto Shiloshayim Kodem Daregel? Just say if a person's Avel 3 days before the regel, what do you mean he buried his deceased So Tosfot learns from here, La'achi nakat kover de'avelut matchelet mish'at stimat ha'golel. So when does the avelut begin? After the burial. Then the avelut begins. So the Mishnah is alluding to that. Ha'koveret meto, now avelut begins after the kevira, which means you seal the golel, you seal the coffin. So that's already the beginning. So comes the Gemara, begins. Amar Rav, Gezerat Batlu, Yamim Lo Batlu. What does this statement mean? Rashi. Gezerat Shiloshim Batlu, Aval Yamim Lo Batlu, Shiloshim Yom Lo Batlu, Da'adayin Tluim Ve'omdim. Which means, in a case where, let's say, we said the person had 8 days before the regel. So already he started his shiloshim. Right? On the 8th day, already he began his shiloshim. So the Mishnah said that the regel is mevatel the shiloshim. So Terat Rav comes along and says, Gezerat batlu. Which means the laws of the shiloshim are batel. However, yamim lo batlu. But the days themselves are not batel. Gemara has to explain to us what that means. V'chein amar avuna, gezerat batlu. I mean, the laws are batel. Yamim lo batlu. But the days themselves are not batel. Now, we don't know what that means. The reason why we don't understand what that means is because you tell me if the gezerat batlu, which means if the laws are batel, for example, one of the laws of shoshim is one cannot take a haircut. But if you tell me if a person had 8 days before, so 8 days before, now the regel is mevatel, that means he's allowed to take a haircut before the holiday. So gezerat batlu, the laws are batel. So what do you mean yamim lo batlu? Once you've done gezerat batlu, that means the 30 is not applicable. So the Gemara says, "Rav Sheshat Amar afilu yamim name batlu." He says, "No, even the days themselves are batel." My tama yamim lo batlu. What does it mean yamim lo batlu? The Gemara is going to explain now. Shimlo gileach erev aregel asu legaleach achar aregel. Which means, what I'm saying, a big chadush here. We gave the guy a dispensation. Which means, you want to now, the person's avil. He's in his 30. It's the 8th day. Person wants to now take a haircut before the regel. Yes, the regel can break the avilut of the 30. Only if you take advantage of it. The person on the 8th day, erev aregel, takes a haircut. Fine, gezerat batlu, no problem. But let's say the person was negligent. He said he's not going to take a erev aregel. So now already you missed out. The gezerat batlu is only on erev aregel. Yamim lo batlu. Now you go back to the 30. You have to count the 30. Because the days themselves now count to the 30. And after the regel, you're back to the laws. Whenever the shloshim ends, then the person can take the haircut. So that means gezerat batlu, yamim lo batlu. In the case where the person does not take advantage of the Erev Hag dispensation, yeah. Now he's out. He cannot shave, certainly not on the Chol HaMoed, and not after. He has to wait until the 30. Yamim lo batlu. Look at Rashi. Third line from the bottom. Shim lo gileach Erev Arege dechi batlu gezerat shiloshim. That which we said, batlu gezerat shiloshim ve'ev'el le'giluche Erev Aregel ve'lo gilach. He was supposed to shave Erev Aregel, he didn't. Asur legaleach ar aregel. Kol shloshim yom. The shloshim yom are counted. The days themselves are counted. Okay, that's the Hiddush. Tosafot points out that just like giluach would be asur after the regel, if a person did not shave before the regel, the same thing would apply to kibus, laundering clothes. Mm-hmm. It's like the laundering clothes, if the person didn't take advantage from before, yes, he cannot take advantage of it after. The law, however, holds that kibus is mutar, because laundering clothes is a sorek gadol, so even if he didn't take advantage before the regel, they'll be lenient after the regel as well. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues. Va'atanya. This Va'atanya is over here a proof. It's not a question. It's a siyata. That's just good to point out. Sometimes a Va'atanya is a question. Sometimes a Va'atanya is a proof. How do you know? Well, mostly you know from context. But in this case over here, as she tells us right away, so we don't waste any time, Vatanya siyata. Whenever that she says siyata by Vatanya, you know it's coming to bring a siyua. What is a siyua? A proof. Tosafot similarly tells us this when he says Vatanya binihuta. Binihuta means read it not as a question, read it as a statement. Binihuta. Okay? Vatanya akover et meto shilosha yamim koder la regel. The person had avilut 3 days before the regel, batla emenu gezerat shiva. So the seven is broken. Shemuna yamim kodem raregel. If it's 8 days before the regel, which is already he started the shloshim, batla emenu gezerat shloshim. So the gezerat of the shloshim is broken. Umegaleyah erev raregel. And the dispensation is he's allowed to shave erev haregel. Im lo gileyah erev haregel. But if he did not take advantage of shaving erev haregel, asur legaleyah ahar haregel. So you see, clearly you have a braita supporting the opinion that says that while gezerah batel, yamim lo batlu. So comes the Gemara and says, Abba Shaul Omer, so Abba Shaul tells us his first leniency. He's going to have two leniencies, Abba Shaul. His first leniency is now, even if a person did not shave before the regel is batel the shloshim de gamre, and he can shave after the regel. Shekeshem shemitzvat shilosha mevatelet gezerat shiva'ah. Just like the 3 days before the regel breaks the seven totally, Kach mitzvat shiva'a mevatelet gezerat shloshim. So to the seven, once a person has 7 days, it's going to break the shloshim legamre. Now, derech agav, when Abba Shaul was making this chidush, he said something else that's chidush. He said that just like the three break the seven break the 30. Hold it. Seven break the 30. Till now we said you need eight to break the 30. So that Gemara catches Abba Shaul on that and says, wait, Shiva? Seven? Ve'anan, Shemunatinan. What are you talking? Jeez, you told us your Hiddush already, which is that even if you didn't take the Heter before the Regel, doesn't matter, it's broken. Fine, we got that. But you said seven. So he says, yes. Kasabar Abba Shaul, Miksata Yom Kikulo. Abba Shaul holds a very important opinion to remember that Miksata Yom Kikulo, part of the day is considered the day. Meaning, once already the 7 day enters, already the day in the morning, the 7 days are considered finished. Whatever the laws of Avilut is, for example, the person, if he sits on the floor, once the morning of the 7th day comes, he's able to get off the floor, he's able to put on shoes again. Now, once the beginning of the day starts, so now a person finishes the 7, now already he starts the 30. Because once the 7 ends, on the same day, the 30 begins. So you're using you're splitting the day. And that's what the Mishnah Gemara says, V'yom shivi'i, ole lo lekan, ulekan. The person can use the 7 day on both sides. It's used to end the 7 and begin the 30. And therefore, when it comes to this case over here, if a person already was on the 7th day of Avilut, before the Regel, don't have to have 8 days, 7 days before the Regel, so now already the Regel is going to batel the Shloshim. But not only that, and even if the person did not take a haircut on the 7th day, he didn't take advantage of that heter, doesn't matter, the Regel is mevatel Shloshim. And therefore, after the regel, if he wants to take a haircut, he is permissible. That's the two heterim of Abba Shaul. That the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Hina, Bar Shila, Halakha ke Abba Shaul. That halakha indeed follows Abba Shaul. So according to the Tosafot, he quotes that number one, halakha kaba Shaul, what he said, look at the 7th day. That makes that the Yom Kikuno on the 7th day. V'yom ha-shivi'i odeh lo lekan u lekan. And look at the second law that he said, that if he did not shave on the seventh day, it's still permissible to shave after the regel. No, always.
Always,
correct. Quote Abba Shaul, even not connected to the regel. That Miksatayim Kekulo is always a law on the seventh day of Avelut. Okay. Comes Gemara and says, Umodim Hachamim le'Abba Shaul. Right? The Hachamim agree to Abba Shaul. Keshehal Shemini Shelo Liyot B'Shabbat Erev HaRegel Shemutal Legaleach Be'Erev Shabbat. Halakha that we learned already. If let's say the eighth day falls out on Shabbat, which is Erev HaRegel. Now, according to Abba Shaul, already the Shiloshim began the day before. The Shiloshim began on Friday. So according to Abba Shaul, there's no question, already on Friday the guy's allowed to shave and take a haircut for the Hag. That's no question. Mm-hmm. Problem is for Hachamim. Hachamim say no. The Shiloshim only starts on day 8. So therefore, day 8 you can start taking a haircut. But wait, day 8 over here is Erev Shabbat. So Shabbat, you're anus now. A person cannot take a haircut on Shabbat. So in this case, the Hachamim will agree when the 8th day of the Avelut falls out on Shabbat, Erev HaRegel, they'll agree to Abba Shaul that he can go to the Friday and shave the Chbod Yom Tov. So there's one case where Hachamim modeh to the Abba Shaul. In the case of Yom Shemini Shechal Liyot, B'Shabbat Erev HaRegel. Okay. Keman Azla had Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav. Who is the following statement going like? Avel, a mourner, Babanan, Kevan She'amdu Minahamim Me'etzlo. Once already the consolers rise up, and they leave, they stop, and they finish their consolation. Mutar b'rchitza. That is permissible for him to bathe. Keman ke Abba Shaul. This may be going like Abba Shaul. Which means in the morning of the seventh, the mourners would be consoled, and then after they console him in the morning, they leave. If you hold b'ksepta yom kikudo, finished. Once already the consolation is over, the seven officially end. And therefore, on that day of the seventh itself, is mutar b'chitza. Because one of the things that an avil is asur during the seventh is bathing. And therefore, once the menachamim get up, you don't have to wait till the night, the whole seventh day. He can bathe immediately once the menachamim rise up. Who's that going like, obviously? Abba Shaul. Amar Abaye, halakha ke Abba Shaul. Biyom Shiva, which means regarding the 7 days, like we said, Ksata Yom Kikulo, we follow Abba Shaul. Umudim Hakamim the Abba Shaul Biyom Shiloshin the Amrenan Miksata Yom Kikulo. For the 30 days, the rabbis will agree that on day 30 you say Miksata Yom Kikulo. Nafkamina. During the 30 days, let's say, haircuts are forbidden. During the 30 days, like we said, social gatherings are forbidden for the avil. So a person is allowed to already take a haircut on day 30. He doesn't have to wait until the entire 30. Even on day 30, once the morning comes, Mekset Yom goes. So Hachamim, hold of the Mekset Yom, the Gabed Shloshim, and not the Shiva. Okay? Rabba Amar, Halakha ke Abba Shaul Biyom Shiloshim, which means we will follow Abba Shaul Gabe the 30. Even Hachamim agreed to that. That Yom Shiloshim is saying Miksata Yom Kekulo. Ve'en Halakha ke Abba Shaul Biyom Shiva. But we do not take Abba Shaul's opinion Gabe Shiva. The rabbis of Nardi'a said, Halakha ke Abba Shaul, bezu u bezu. that we follow Abba Shaul in both cases. Niksat Hayom on the Shiva'ah and Niksat Hayom on the Shloshim. The Amar Shmuel, a very important principle, Halakha Kedivre Amikel Be'avel. The law is when you have a Mahloket and Avelut, the law is that you rule like the lenient opinion. It's just the lenient opinion over here is Abba Shaul, Legabe Shiva'ah. So the Miksat Hayom is the basic rule. Kabbalah asks, Shiloshim Yom Minalan. Now where did we get this 30-day rule by Avelut? Which means, how do we know that there's a law that one cannot take a haircut for 30 days when he starts his Avelut? How do we know this? Yalif Pera Menazir. We know one of the laws of a Nazir is he's not allowed to cut his hair. What does it say? Ketivacha, it says over here in the Pasuk, Rashechem al Tifra'u. Now that was at the time when Nadav Avihu died, and Elazar and Itamar, the remaining brothers, were alive. Normally they should have now responded be'avelut, but Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, since we are involved in the Simcha of the Hanukkah Mishkan, Avilut doesn't apply. And one of the things Borei Olam told them is, Rashechem al tefra'u, don't let your hair grow. Normally, an Avil has let his hair grow, but then Elazar v'Itamar, Rashechem al tefra'u. Uchtivatam, and what does it say by the Nazir? Gadel pera se'ar rosho. The same word, pera, that the Nazir has to grow his hair. So we have the word pera by Avelut, and we have the word pera by Nazir. Ma le'alan shloshim, afkan shloshim. Just like we know by Nazir, we have a rule. Setam nazirut shloshim yom. A standard time for the Nazir is 30 days. So therefore we're going to say, just like the Nazir has a 30-day abstention from cutting his hair, so to the Avel, we'll have a 30-day din. How do you know that a Nazir has a 30-day law? Amar Rav Matna, Setam Nizirut Shiloshim Yom. The standard Nizirut, when a person says, I accept upon myself Nizirut, that's a 30-day situation. So the Gemara continues, My Tama, how do you know? Amar Kira, Kadosh Yihyeh. It says the Nazir will be Kadosh. Yihyeh Begematria Taltinavu. The word Yihyeh, right? Yud-heh. That's 15, 15, that's 30. So the fact that Pasuk says Kadosh Yihyeh, how long will it be Kadosh for? For Yihyeh, for 30 days. So that's how we know the din of Stam Nizirut. And it says by the Zirut, the word Pera. And it says by the Avilut, Ashechem al-Tifra'u. So that's how you know the law of 30 days, the Gabeh, to spot it for a Avel. Tosafot, in Dibura Matril Pera, wants to say that already since we're learning the law of shaving or haircuts from a Nazir, so they want to say that it would be Asur for an Avel as well to comb his hair. Because a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. Okay. However, he says, in Nir'ekin, because Legabe Aveluti Isur is that he cannot beautify himself. Which means, and combing the hair is not considered beautifying oneself. Letting the hair grow, already he's not involved in, let's say, the vanity. But combing his hair, he wants to say, the Riva wants to say it's permissible. Then Tosfot says, according to Harav Yom Tov, since we say Miksat Hayom Kekulo, we count the seventh day for day seven and for day Shloshim, and according to this, he says, Yachol Legaleach B'Yom HaChavtet LeAvelut. He wants to say that already on day 29 of the Avelut, it would be permissible, but according to the other Shittah, that Tosafot wants to say, it's as so a machloket on day 29, because already if you can consider day 7, miksat hayom kekudo, already you're considering day 7 like day 8. So if you consider day 7 like beginning day 8, so therefore once you get to day 29, you're out. It's like day 30.
Yeah.
But the Tosfot wants to argue on that opinion. So I have a machloket, does the haircut end on 29 or day 30? How much do you consider day 7? Is it just halachically you're beginning the shloshim, or do you say no, it's considered now 8? Nafkamina, when does the haircut stop? Does it stop on 29 or does it stop on 30? Tosfot brings both opinions. Now, in the next Tosfot, Tosfot quotes the Shita Bar Peda. Bar Peda holds that a regular Nizirut is 29 days. He holds Stam Nizirut is 29 days, and therefore on day 30, he holds that he can shave. So according to this, first of all, you have to say that Bar Peda is going to hold like Abba Shaul. Because if you allow the Avel to shave on day 30, that can only be using the principle of Miksata Yom Kekulo. Because if already you're learning the laws of Avelut from Nazir, if you hold Nazir, has to do 29 days and day 30, he's allowed to shave. So that's going to be the same thing by Avelut. 29 days and day 30, you're allowed. The only one that's going to say day 30, you're allowed, is if you say Halakha is like Abba Shoso. Tosfot just wants to say that according to Bar Peda, he has to subscribe to the Shita of Abba Shul. Amar Avuna. Everybody agrees. Kishahal shlishi shelo liyot erev haregel. Let's say the third day of the avelut came out on erev haregel. She'asur b'rechitza ad erev. Oh, rechitza is one of the things that are asur during the seventh. Now, once he kept 3 days, we say that's the Ikar Avilut. Now the third day is Erev HaRegel. So we said what? The Regel is Mevatel, the Deen of Shiva. However, they're not going to allow the person to bathe on Erev HaRegel, since he only kept 3 days. So therefore the law is going to be, he's not allowed to bathe himself until the holiday itself, until the Regel himself. That as she says, which is, even though we're going to say it's batel, we're not going to say except Yom Kikulo now and say once you do the shalosha, so it's considered it's over. No, no. Three, there's no dispensations. Three have to be complete. And what? What type of bathing is going to be permissible? So that she says, because on Yom Tov, a person doesn't take a full body hot water. So she says, you have to say that's talking about that on the night of Yom Tov, the first night of Yom Tov, we'll let him bathe, but what? Bisonin, or yamtin at Cholos Shel Moed. Or he can wait until Chol HaMoed, because already now the holiday, there's no more Deen of 7 on him, because he had 3 days before the holiday. He can take a hot shower on Chol HaMoed. That's Shittat. That's Shittat. Rashi Tosfot says the same thing. Look at Tosfot, Pirush Bekuntras, Ul'erev Yachol Lirchotz Gufo Besonen, Iname Panav Yadav Veraglav, Aval Kol Gufo Behamin Lo De'asul Lirchotz Biyom Tov, Iname Yesh Tefresh Behame Teberia. Or, if the guy wants to take a hot shower, on the night of Yom Tov, he can go to the Tiberias Hot Springs. Because we learned the rabbis did not make a Gezerah by hot water, Legabe a hot springs. Iname Lishtof Mutar, which means the stove, which means he could do like not a bath, but he's able to take, let's say, a pour the water over him. We said there's a new thing, a bath and pouring the water over him on Yom Tov, so therefore he wants to be mekel with that. Okay. Right, and you see over here, Tosfot clearly says that we're not going to say a miksat tayom on day 3 to mevatel the avelut, because the 7 days are hamur. So therefore, the person has to have at least 3 full to knock out the 7. Whereas once a person had 7, then he can knock out the 30 on the miksat tayom. But she'enkin 3, that's not enough. You have to have 3 complete, and that's even according to Abba Shaul. And therefore, the bathing is not going to be permissible until the evening. Amar Rav Nehemya Bere de Rav Yoshua Ashkachtinu le Rav Pepe ul Rav Papa. So I found the two rabbis, Rav Pepe and Rav Papa, the Yetbe, they were sitting. Vekaamre halakha keravuna bere de Rav Yoshua. That they follow halakha keravuna bere de Yoshua. That what? That you need the 3 complete days before the bathing is going to be permissible. Ikadamre. Others say, Amar Rav Nehemya bered Rav Yosef. Ashkatinu Rav Papel Rav Papa ul Rav Huna bered Rav Yoshua. All 3 rabbis were sitting. Rav Papa, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna bered Rav Yoshua. They had bebe kame. They sat and they said, Hakol modim shimchal shlishi shelo liyot erev haregel. שאסור ברחיצה עד הערב. Okay, so everybody concurs to that halakha. Ba'a mine abaye. Abaye had a question merabba. Here's the case. Kavro baregel. They buried the person on the regel, which we learned already. The regel is not ole leminyan. Shiva, which means the person has to start the avilut after the regel starting day 1. And certainly in that case, it's not mafsik either, because the only way a regel is mafsik, if the avilut was before the regel. But on the regel itself, a regel has not the ability to be mafsik, and in this case, not even to be ole. So the Gemara's question is, regel ole lo leminyan shloshim, or in regel ole lo leminyan shloshim? What about for the 30? Which means like this. Do I say, you told me you're ready for the 7, you can't count it. Which means after the holiday is over, the person has to start counting 7 days. But does he have credit at least for those days to add to his 30? Which means, after the regel, you're right, 7 days for a week, the person has to be no avilut. But after the 7 days are up, can I consider it that now he's on, for example, day 14 for the 30? Because bottom line, there were 7 days, let's say the person died on the first day of the holiday. So there is 7 days of... Regel, you want to tell me that it's not going to impact the 7, but maybe it can be counted for the 30. Or do you say no? Or do you say no? The argument the other way is, listen, you can't start counting 30 until you get rid of the 7. So once the 7 are on hold, so therefore the 30 cannot come before the 7. When you're counting for the 30, you didn't even count the 7. So that's the she'ila. Does the regel days, when somebody dies on the regel, do the regel days count for the 7? It's a big dafkamina. The dafkamina is going to be, when does the shloshim end? Do you gain any days of the regel to get rid of the shloshim or not? So the Gemara says, Lebinyan shiv'a lo kame b'ayadi. So listen, I'm not asking לעניין שבעה, דלא נהגה מצוות שבעה ברגל. That gives you the sevara. We know the laws of שבעה do not apply on the regel. What's the laws of שבעה? That he has to sit on the floor, that he has to wear, he can't wear shoes. We know he can't do that because that's assumed to do on the regel. Right. The regel is for שבעה. So a person for sure cannot use the regel for שבעה because the laws of avelut are against the laws of regel. However, ki kame ba'ayeli leminyan shloshim, dekan nahagam mitzvat shloshim beregel. Because the laws of shloshim, no haircuts. No, you can't take haircuts on the regel anyway. The laws of the shloshim is no laundering clothes. A person can't launder clothes either on the regel. So could be, you could say, since the laws of the shloshim do not contradict the laws of the regel, so therefore maybe you can count the shloshim days towards his count of shloshim. So the Gemara says, "My, what's the law?" Amar le eno ole. He told them, "No, eno ole," which means after the regel you start the count, you start the 7, and then you start the continuing of the 30. Rashi, the minyan shiva lo kame b'ayali. Devadai en ole. For sure, the 7 is not ole. Devadai lo nahagam mitzvat shiva beregel. Da eno asur Ben Aidat the sandal on the regel, he's not a suit to wear shoes. Ve'enu nuhig b'chviyat the mita, what on the regel, he's not going to turn his bed over like we learned that one of the laws of the Shiva is he turns. But that you cannot do that on Yom Tov and holiday. Ve'han nagav mitzvah shloshim b'regel. But the other law, the laws of 30, do apply the regel. How? The b'regel nami asur b'gihut so b'tesporet. That's right. Laundering and tesporet is asur as well. Now Tosfot just points out. The law na'agin on mitzvah shiv'ah v'regel, that the laws of seven don't apply on the regel, umiyu devarim shebitzina'ah nu'agim. But things that a person could do bitzina'ah, meaning in private, will be nu'ag. So if there's certain things, exactly, let's say bathing and things like that, that it's not a public thing. Walking in the street without shoes on, that's obvious. That's a little bit various, yeah. But things that are can be kept in private, for example, one of the things that are asur be'avilut is relations. Asur be'tashmish. That's the variation of sin'ah. Nobody knows that law. That's not done in public, obviously. So therefore, the variation of sin'ah, to what they does apply, even on the negative gabe, the shiva. But the other laws are broken. So therefore, there's no question the gabed shiva. The question was only the gabed shloshim, and the answer is in all the next pieces of the Gemara, which is on the next amud, are going to challenge this answer that you cannot count the days of the regel towards the shloshim. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.